You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. Hundreds of severely mentally ill New Yorkers have been moved out of institutions and into private apartments over the past 4 years. These efforts were intended to get the mentally ill out of squalid conditions in nursing homes and allow them to live independently. But an investigation by ProPublica and the PBS series Frontline has found that, for some people the program was meant to help, the consequences have been devastating. Joaquin Sapien co-wrote the story, and he joins us now in our studios. Welcome back to WNYC.
Thanks for having me. It's good to be here.
So first, it was a legal settlement to a lawsuit that started all of this. What was that lawsuit all about, and what did the settlement try to do?
So the lawsuit was filed in 2003, and it was actually a response to a series of stories in the New York Times about what are called adult homes. These are large private institutions that came to house the mentally ill after they had left state psychiatric hospitals. And they were initially envisioned as this humane alternative to the state psychiatric homes, but they themselves became centers of neglect and abuse. And advocates filed a lawsuit arguing that many of the people living in these homes really did not need to be under 24-hour watch to begin with, and that they could live in their own apartments with the right help. The litigation went on for many, many years, and then the state opted to settle. And so in 2014, a consent decree was issued to begin to usher people out of the adult homes and into supported housing.
Now, just last month, New York State said that there are 764 patients that had been moved into these private quarters under that settlement. And you say the plan may have failed as many as half of those patients?
We spoke with many people that have been very closely involved in this transition, from social service workers to nonprofit executives, who are concerned that anywhere from one quarter to one half of the people that have moved out are struggling to live safely in the community, that the help that they're offered is not adequate, and that it's quite possible that they were really never ready to leave to begin with. We certainly found a number of people who were doing very well, but then there are others, like Abraham Clemente, whose apartment was alive with insects. He told us that he thought he could crush and smoke his antipsychotic medication to achieve its intended effect. He was clearly in a really, really rough state. And the service providers seemed at a loss.
And you also report that the caseworkers often didn't have enough background information about them, or that the caseworkers were ill-prepared themselves to do the work.
I think that oftentimes what you find is that the folks who are least qualified or have the least experience, they're the ones entering these apartments and trying to help some of these folks. But they're not necessarily prepared to help somebody with a level of need that they're being asked to help.
You even have some numbers that 32 patients had died. Is that right?
So part of the problem that we discovered was that the state has only recently developed a system to track outcomes, to track incidents among this population. And they did release numbers showing that as of mid-November, 32 people had died and 39 people had returned to the adult homes. We don't have, for instance, the number of people that have become homeless, or the number of people who might be incarcerated, or the number of people who have transitioned into a higher level of care. There is an independent monitor that was installed to oversee this very ambitious transition. And one of the things that he has consistently said over the last 4 years is that the state needs to develop a more formal and systemic means of tracking people through this system so that we can understand why and when things go wrong and learn from it.
Joaquin Sapien is a reporter for ProPublica. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks very much for having me.